Rabbaya is coming to answer the original kasha. The original kasha that it's chasher amam and it's chasher ashmur, so why are you making him swear? So Rabbaya says a teretz, chashin Hashem emul v'yishana yesh layolav, that it's because for chashish that there was an old milva, and that's why we make him swear. Or Gemara will say a minute later, because of a suffix milvi yeshana yesh layalav. And pshat wise, we're not discussing today the pshat is very clear that even though he's a chashid, normally wouldn't make a chashid swear, but here, what are we getting by making him swear? Because if there's a milvi yeshana, or later the Gemara says a suffix milvi yeshana, that's why he swears. I'm assuming that all of us don't have problems with the etzim pshat in Abaya. If it was just pshat, then the Gemara would be a very quick Gemara. The issue here, not a kasha on Abaya at all, just an issue. The issue is this. What does Abaya say? That it could be that there's an old milva. And because there's an old milva, the person grabbed today. He walked in the street, he saw the other person had picked up a talus, so he grabbed one end of the talus, because he owes him money from another time. Abaya is saying, this may be what happened. Question that Abaya doesn't address is this something you're allowed to do or something you're not allowed to do? What's the din? If somebody taka owes me money, and I see him find the mitzvah in the street, he's picking it up, could I run over, grab one end of it, and try to take it away from him? Try to get it for myself? Now, you're not going to find in Abaya, Pashtus, you won't find a raya one way or the other. Abaya is saying, l'chayshish, that this is what happened. Our question is, what's the din? Are you allowed to be taif for something from someone who owes you money? Now, were it not that this is the ikra of the next sugya, maybe we could pass on it quickly. But hayayis, this coming up sugya is a sugya of tfisa, of tokfei yecha b'faneinu, which deals with variations of this. This is the simplest case of a shayla of tfisa. The very simplest case. I know somebody owes me money. Could be he's a crook and he denied it. Could be he forgot about it. Am I allowed to be typhus or am I not allowed to be typhus? That's the issue. Am I allowed to be typhus or am I not allowed to be typhus? We're going to have to talk about the Shaila and then come back to the way the Balamor and the Ramban stick it into our sugya. But for a minute, we'll leave our sugya and we'll ask the question. Now, before I start, I just want you to realize there are two Shailas. Two questions. One is, am I allowed to go and grab from somebody? If I know I'm entitled to the money, can I go and grab from a person or not? I know somebody owes me money for whatever reason. He's mazik me, or he borrowed from me, or a business deal. I know he owes me money. And he left his tape recorder on the table. So can I take the tape recorder and later it'll come back, it won't be him. Can I grab or am I not allowed to grab? The challenge number one. Is tfisa mutter. Number two, intim tzaloyim tfisa is awesome. Let's say I'm not allowed to grab. If I already grabbed, I was already typhus, and now I go to Bezin, I tell Bezin, listen, he owes me money. I can't prove it to you, but you should know I grabbed $1,000 from him, and he left his coat hanging in the closet in the yeshiva, and I took $1,000 out of his pocket, and I have his $1,000. And believe me, why would I say believe me? But I could have been quiet. I have a migu, divay shasik. I could have really not told you. I didn't have to come to Bezin. So I'm coming to Bezin now with a great migu. The migu is, believe me, he owes me $1,000. Because if I would have wanted, I'd have to come to Bezin. I could have just been quiet. Well, Chayrin's a perfect migu. So even if I'm not allowed to grab it, but once I took it, if I explain it to Bezdin, there's a second question, would that migu work or not? These are the two issues which we have to deal with. We're going to deal with them one at a time. The first shaila, are you allowed to grab from someone else? Are you allowed to get from someone? What? It's a better migul. It's a pesha asa, right? It's a stronger migul. But yeah, it's a stronger migul than it's a pesha asa. You can do pesha asa if it's a pesha asa. Where it's stronger, a pesha asa is stronger. Okay. We'll talk about it if this is similar to a migul. Right, the first shaila is this shaila. Okay, somebody, again, this is a shaila that comes up very often. Somebody asks, he knows his grocer cheated him. In the grocery, he knows the grocer cheated him. He gave him a $20 bill, he gave him change of a 10, he said, I gave you a 20, he said, he gave me a 10, positive, he gave him a 20. He owes me $10. He asks the shaila to the Rav, am I allowed to go into the grocery store and shoplift something, put it in my pocket? I'll put it in my pocket and I'm okay with it. I know I'm entitled to it. He owes it to me anyway, so I'll go over. I'll take whatever it is, a package of Tylenol, put it in my pocket, I'm okay with it. Are you allowed to do that? Are you not allowed to do that? That's the question. If assuming that I know, the Rav who's answering the Shaila can't say if it's true he owes you money or not. But that's the Shaila's thing. Yes, the Shaila is, I know he cheated me. Am I allowed to take back on that? I don't see it being one more than the other. It's true. So you can see, simply the question is both ways. Can I grab self and can I grab chafetz? If you're allowed to take, you're allowed to take money or metaphalim, whatever is easier for you to take. Yeah. You're 100% right. That Rashi is very, very central to what we're talking about. Adarabha. The Rayas from that Rashi. Good. But first in Svara, what do you say in Svara? You're allowed to take or not take? Somebody owes me money. I have to be very careful. If the cops catch me, they throw me in jail. Right? So I have to be very careful how I do this. But I'm in the classroom. Somebody left his tape recorder here. So I'll just take the tape recorder. What do you think? In Svara, before we go any further. In Svara, you're allowed to take another tape. What do you say? The person doesn't want to pay me money. Why can't I grab his tape recorder? What does the bank do? The bank just takes whatever they want, but they go to court to take it. What do you think? In Svara, I'm allowed to grab or not allowed to grab, huh? Without papers of approval. Why do I need papers of approval? I'm not talking about a lawyer. I'm talking about an honest person. A liar is going to be a ganav. It'll be a ganav anyway.
You have to have a track head cluster. Otherwise, there are always liars. They're going to say, well,
they
owe me money.
Well, those liars could take it anyway. They can shoplift without saying it. You can shoplift not for the day. It's not a shoplift.
I'm taking
your money. What do you say? You're too straight to say yes, right? Right. The house. The guy owes me $500. I know a tape recorder is not worth $500. So I take tape recorder. It's a concern. It's a type of concern. But Lamaisa, the case where he knows. So you're asking me to take? I'm surprised at you. No, not really. Svara, what do you say? 100%. Everyone's in favor of taking. Everyone says it's Svara you can take. Shimshi. Everyone says you can take. Somebody, Ari, you shook your head. No, what? We'll see. Of course it's related. See in a minute. We'll see in a minute. What?
I don't like the way it's being done. It doesn't sound right.
That's not right. The Rav is telling him to go shoplift. Cops will arrest him. He'll say, my rabbi told me I could shoplift it. The rabbi is only telling him he can shoplift if he gets away with it. He's not, not a shoplifting victim. I once had a question with somebody who, all right, maybe it's a different case. We're involved a large amount of money. And case a little different. I'm confused if I mix it in, because everyone will jump on me and tell me the case was different. But okay. But did this issue, what?
If you could grab, could you imagine the same way and say, like, deduct it from what you own?
You're Russia, just stop to be mad. The guy owes you $100, he can't go break his window for $100. The old joke about the person who slapped somebody and he said the knas was half a zuz. He only had one zuz. He gave him a second slap. He said, take the whole zuz already.
Oh, but it's the same thing. I owe you money now.
Yeah, but you can't go be mad. And then there's that by Foster. So you might as well be mad.
Steal the window,
then what's the cause? Steal the window, this is in the hand. Just to cause it a hefset. But to grab, you're masking, you could grab. Not you're masking. Everyone's masking, you could grab. You're not masking, you don't know why. So the question is, why not? Sure, change me. So why can't?
Because
that you grab?
No, they don't grab.
You don't grab. So Vailon should be us, you mean?
Right.
And by Ganav, it should be more mutter. If he's a Ganav for me, it should be more mutter. It's your thing, he deserves it. And if he cheats me with a loan, it's not. If he cheats me, he denies the loan, I lent him money. He's been made his pardon. That's what I'm really. I'm fishing for that.
So, yeah. I own $100 by him, so I can take anything that is $100. I'm not going to take it. My $100 in his pocket was.
Could somebody answer the question? What's the sorry you can't grab?
If your cousin is not allowed to take it back, why should I be able to take it?
Why can't I take it back?
If he didn't return me as your cousin, I'm allowed to go into your house and take it away.
That's what we're asking. I gave you a pakad, you didn't return it. I gave you a basketball to watch, you didn't return it. I know where your locker is, I want to go to your locker and take it back. I can't take back my own book basketball. This house. I can't, so maybe I'm not allowed to walk into this house, but if I can do it somehow, without, I don't know if they're to trespass, that's an old question. If I want to walk in your house, you can stop me? That's a separate question. Is such a thing as trespassing when
I
tire?
It's in his gate, so that'll lean in and pull it out.
Why I can't walk in? Why can't I walk in?
Because maybe he makes his mind like, or it's just like, I have ownership
of that. That's a separate, that's above a comma issue.
It's
above a comma issue. I was really hoping that someone here would explain to me why it's us. Let me tell you where this starts from. The Marshal, which is quoted in the Sefer Tokfei Kayim, its lashon is brought in Simin Tuf Kuf Tezvav. Brings in the Marshal. Marshal says it's us. He says it's us. You can't go and take somebody else. Tell somebody else's things. You can't grab. The Sefer Tokfei Kayim was written by the Shach. The Shach himself disagrees. The Shah says, why can't you grab? Why not? Now, and the Ktzais and Simon Dalid brings the Marshal and the Tafakai. Now, the first thing is, before we talk about Rayas, we need the Svara to understand. I, as it seems most of you, understand better the Shah's Mahalach. Why not? I would say, why can't I steal from you? Why am I not allowed to steal? Because the Torah says, I think so. If Torah didn't say don't steal, I'd be allowed to steal. So, in a case where it's not stealing, why can't I take from you? Why not? What's the problem with taking from you? So, I understand the Shach much better. The Shach says, it's mutter. I don't understand that way. I would understand that. Mashal holds it's osur. Mashal says a person can't take the law in his own hands. You can't take the law into your own hands. You're not a bez, you're a person. A person can't take the law into his own hands. Why? I don't understand it. Maybe we'll learn the next subject. Maybe we'll start to understand. But I find it hard to understand. I understand that it's not something you want to publicize. You're not going to put an ad in the paper, my daughter Hashuva, if you someone owes you money, go grab from him. Because dishonest people are going to use it the wrong way. But dishonest people do things anyway. I'm talking about honest people. An honest person, he has a shayla. Am I allowed to grab? I can do it. Am I allowed to? So I would think, I understand in Svara, I understand the Shach. Now, the Marshal, his sheet is that it's Osir. Now, first of all, we mentioned, when we learned about Knossos, I mentioned to you that Bizman HaZeh, we don't pass Kandine Knossos. Bizman HaZeh, if someone steals from you, he's Chayiv Kefil. But Bezdin won't be Mechayiv him Kefil. Shulchan Aruch permits you to grab kefil. That's before Shin Halach. That even though Bizman HaZeh we don't pass Kandine Knossos, if someone owes you a knas, you're allowed to go and grab it. Marshal doesn't argue with that. You're allowed to grab knossos. Why? What's the difference between grabbing a knas and doing a din yourself? So Zokta Marshal. Something where Bezdin themselves are paskening, and they're saying, Bezdin is saying, yes, you're entitled to it. If Bezdin gave out a psak, you're entitled to it, but we don't pasken dine knossos bezman hazeh, so we're not going to get it for you. But as far as the shaklavitaria, is it owed to you? Bezdin paskened, it's owed to you. So to Mashal, then I'm moida that tfisa helps. Because the chiyuv is borrower le Bezdin. The chiyuv is something that's clear to Bezdin. When the chiyuv is clear to Bezdin, then you could grab. Then the Marshal says, I'm ready, you could grab. Or, a second case, which we also once had, by Kim Levi de Rabbi Binei. If someone broke my window on Shabbos, and Bezdin Paskin, since it's an Issa Shabbos, so we say, Kim Levi de Rabbi Binei, and we're not going to be Mechayiv in Mammon. We only give him one punishment, not two, so we don't make him pay. So also, the Mashal is my Tfisa helps. There you can demonstrate to Bezdin why you grabbed. You can tell Bezdin, look, he broke my window. He's potter because of Kamlai Dramine. So there, Tfisa helps, because by Kamlai Dramine, we learned that Be'etzim is Chayiv. Just that Bezdin can't be Mechayiv two punishments. But the Etzim Inyan, that is Chayiv. Since the Etzim thing is Chayiv, so the Marshal is Maid. So there are these two cases, which are really one case. The Marshal is Maid when you could be Mevarit to Bezdin. When you can't be Mevarit to Bezdin, then the Marshal says, if you can't prove your case in Bezdin, just your word against his word, you can't prove. That's the Marshal says. Why? Explain to me. Midi Rabbanan, what? What for Midi Rabbanan?
It seems to be saying it's Midi Rabbanan. Because Midi Rabbanan, you're right. If it's tough to find it. Bezdin is not making any new. The chiyuv is there whether or not if the guy says that he stole it and Edim catches it, whether Bezdin is mechayiv and Bezdin not mechayiv, he owes me kefil. This Marshal saying you don't want to take things into your own hands. It has to be. It's a drabon. He's saying it's like if Bezdin says he's chayiv kefil, we can't mechayiv him. So then I'm all better. Then I'm allowed to take it. It means beforehand I was also allowed to take it.
What you're doing isn't that. We're saying the Marshal says it's us, sir. We don't understand why. So you're trying to make the Marshal a little better by saying it's only a Drabbanan. If you're not going to fix it, don't tell me it's a Drabbanan. Maybe it's a Derais and there's a Svara that we don't have yet. Maybe it's a Drabbanan and there's a Svara. You're assuming that if there's no Svara, there's no Svara in the Drabbanan either. Well, what's the Drabbanan? Who is the Drabbanan?
Until I am Moida, I'm Chayav Kefil. If I steal something, I'm Chayav Kefil. Until I return it, I return to myself where I'm Moida. But here it's not what happens. I'm Chayav Kefil from now. I'm Chayav Kefil. So it doesn't make a difference whether Bezdin says I'm Chayav Kefil or
But the Marshal apparently disagrees with you. I don't know why. Marshal says, if it's something mavura to Bezdin, then you could grab. If it's something not mavura to Bezdin, then you can't grab. That's what Marshal says.
Maybe
look, I'll tell you what I would answer you. If you're telling me you don't trust me, I'll tell you this. Look, I eat every day. If it's nevela, I'm being over on Issa Malkus. If it's chametz on Pesach, I'm being over on Issa Karis. It's between me and God. I have to make sure that I don't eat chametz and I don't eat treif, nevela. Mammon, same thing. You're worried that I'm making a mistake. That's between me and Hashem. I'm asking you a shayla. That's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, I am sure that he owes me money. I'm positive. You're not going to change it. I'm positive. Now, the question is, once I'm positive, am I allowed to grab? That's, I'm asking you this shayla. I would tell the marshal, you're worried I'm making a mistake? I'll tell you the story, and you'll decide. But I'm not my shayla. I'm not asking you that shayla. I'm asking you this shayla.
What?
I'm taking away, but you're telling me I might be making a mistake. I might make a mistake, so I'm not asking you that, Shiloh. I'm not asking you. It's not the Shiloh I'm asking you. I'm asking you a Shiloh. In a case where I know, am I allowed to take it? That's what I'm asking you. That's all. So I'm asking you a Shiloh.
The point is that I can't go and redeem you as your rabbi. I can't go and allow you to take someone else's property on what you feel you're right.
All right. So then you're saying, not what the Mashal is saying. You're saying maybe you're making a mistake. Okay, you can tell me I make a mistake. But that's not my shayla. My shayla is, if I'm not making a mistake, am I allowed to grab? If I'm not making a mistake, can I grab? It's an easy case. I lent him $100, and he said he never lent it. I never lent it. It's an easy case. Not every case. Some cases are very simple. He borrowed $100 from me and he denied it. Very, very simple. Maybe there's a Michelle's reason. He doesn't say that. Michelle doesn't say that as his reason. If you look at the Mukhi Yisim says there has to be a clear, it has to be clear. If it's a complicated case, you can't pass it for yourself. That's true. But it's a clear case. If you look at the Mukhi Yisim, he says that. If we're talking about a clear case. Michelle doesn't say what you're saying. Michelle, the clear case asks. That's what I'm asking you. I don't know.
So he says, but if it's a clear case of bad, then it's one. Clear case of bad, then out. Obviously, because we're not allowing you to go and even a clear case, because once you get to a clear case, then what big is it?
The kasha doesn't prove the terrorists. You're saying this, since I don't understand the Mashal, obviously this is what he means. That's not what the Mashal says. Mashal doesn't say that. Mashal should have said that. The Mashal would have to answer that. The Mashal and Shach don't even talk about that. I got news for you. You pass the Dina Mamas yourself all the time. Every time someone owes you money and you take it from him, or you owe someone money, we don't always have to wait. They, so you do.
Agency.
Okay. What you're saying is not the Mashal's reason. Mashal does not give that reason. Mashal, I should have brought up the Lashon. The Lashon Mashal is in the Tukvei Kayin, which you brought one up. Lashon is very short. It's in the Yamshu Shleima above a Kama. I was looking at the Ketzais, brings this all Lashon. He doesn't. He appears to say his reason is because Le'av Inish Dina Lashem. That appears to be his reason.
That's not true. Le'av Inish Dina Lashem is because
I don't believe that your reason. You look up to Mashal. You have Shlaim Simin Hay in Perik Beis of Bava Kamma. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, but there he's saying it's a suffix. You're not proving Kavanas and Mashal, which is okay. In Shulchan Aruch, it's an interesting thing. The Shulchan Aruch and Simin Dal in the beginning of Cheshem Mishpat. It says Simin Dal Sif Aleph, Yochel Adam Lasayz Din La'atzmai. Shulchan Aruch says a person is allowed to do a din for himself. In Raya Shalai Biyaracha or Shagazlai, Yochel Lakachta Miyadai. If somebody took something, you could take it back. And not only that, Shulchan Aruch says if he stops you, you can hit him. You're allowed to hit him. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Vahu." However, this is only sheyachal levara sheshalai hu naital bedin. This is only if in Bez Din you can prove it's yours. Now, this means you can take the law into your own hands beforehand. You can go and grab something back, and if he stops you, you're allowed to hit him, on the condition "Vahu sheyachal levara sheshalai hu naital bedin," on the condition that you can prove it. Then we see from Shulchan Aruch, like me, that you can't just do things on your own. It has to be Shishi Lai Hu Yachal Levar B'din. It has to be, it could be Levar B'din.
What? How do you know before we
go
to Bezdin, I'll be Levar B'din?
You're gonna have to do your best assumption that you could do it, that you can devour it. Later, it'll be proven.
Well, yeah,
but sometimes it's very clear. A person owes you money. You have a shtar, and he's running away. So before he runs away, you want to take. It has to be in such a case where you could be devour. You may make a mistake. Maybe you can't be devour. The Bez will say you're wrong, and then you have to pay nezek tari for shemes and bishes for hitting him. But look, like I said, you're a person. You want to take your chances. If you're sure, so you're allowed to do it. Now, before I get to the Ramah, the Rashi says it's a beferish in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says, oh no, it's not true. The Shulchan Aruch is nice dear to me. When you're grabbing, there are two ways to grab. Either you can grab in front of Aiden, or not in front of Aiden. Let's say the shop owner owes you $10. You're going to go and shoplift a Tylenol or whatever, something that costs $10. Now, when you're going to shoplift, are you going to do it in front of witnesses? Not in front of witnesses. That's it. You can try to do it not in front. If you do it in front of witnesses, they'll shop you to Bezin. You have to be able to be Mavar and Din. You'll be stuck. You can't be Mavar. See, now I grab it in front of witnesses. Let's say you're going to grab it not in front of witnesses. So I say I gave him a 20, he gave me a change of a 10. I can't prove it. I go and I shoplift something. I take it home. So now, if it comes to Bezin, can I prove I'm right? They're going to schlep me to Bezin. The guy will say, hey, yeah, he'll say, you took my Tylenol. So he'll say, you have no witnesses. Can I prove that I'm right? I can prove I'm right, Dr. Shach. I'll say, amigo. I'll say, the truth is, I took it. I shoplifted it. And it's because each one changed me $10. And believe me, I have a migudi boy shasik. I have a peshas. I could have been quiet. I could have denied that I took anything if I'm a liar. So Zakti Shach, I could prove it in Bezin. I could prove it in Bezin. I could come into Bezin and tell Bezin, listen, it's true I took it, but I have a migudi. So Zakti Shach is not a stira. What? Oh, so in the case with our Aiden, the Shach says, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, don't do it in front of Aiden, because in front of Aiden you have no migul, you can't prove it. But if you're going to do it not with Aiden, if you're going to be careful enough to do it on your own, then you could prove it to Bezin. You're creating a migul for yourself, and you're okay. What? It stops you allowed in? He's there, that's fine, so there's no Aiden. What? I do. Amigo.
He's going to contact the peasant.
So I'll call it amigo. I could be kosher on call. I could have said another cook. It says one against mine. So I could have been.
My wife admitted to Adrian Joachim that saw that the guy shortchanged him, but at least they don't not here right now. He can go, that's the people to go and he can get it then.
Then you're certainly right. If I know I have Adim and they're not here right now and I'm afraid the person's going to run away with his money, I can grab it. Or even I'm not afraid he'll run away, I can just go grab it and later I'll bring Adim. That even the Marshal agrees with. Because that the Marshal says you can prove it to Bez. Marshal says in the case where you can't prove it to Bez, you're not allowed to grab it. So on that case, the Shach is arguing and the Shach is saying, no, I couldn't prove it because now I'll create a Migu. I can't prove it before I grab it. But once I grab it, I'll create a Migu. And then I'll be able to win. Lama lo. Now the Ramah brings a tshuva samarik, also a simidal. The Ramah says Yeshaimrim loy mikri yavin edish divil nafshe alak shemazik chavera kigon shemakeil. The whole Isser is only if you hit the person or you mazik him. Avot fisa ba'alma shetayfis lamashkin yachal lasis b'chol inyan. But to grab a person's thing you could always do. V'yayir achet kachim aladin and then go to bez and grab and go to bez. Chubas marik. The Marshal is moida that this marik is not like him. Because the Marshal is moida that the marik says like the Shas. And the Ramad brings it. So there's a Mefurash Ramah like the Shach, and the Marshal agrees. The Marshal says the Marik is wrong, but he disagrees with him. But what comes out is that Ramah certainly B'shem Yeshaimrim says like the Shach. So we had already a very strong Shita LaHalacha. The Shach and the Ramah appear to hold that way against the Marshal. Just the Marshal holds that the Shulchan Aruch itself holds like him, because Shulchan Aruch said you have to be able to prove it in Bez. So there's a certain amount of raya to the shach from this rabbi. Now, the shach is maida in one case. There's a pasuk in the Torah that when you lend someone money, loisavei elbeisai laavit avaitai, you're not allowed to go to his house and grab a mashkin. It's a lot in the Torah. This is only in a case where he owes you money and you can prove it and he admits it and you admit it. Everyone knows, there's no question that he owes you money. There's a law in the Torah, you're not allowed to go to his house to grab a mashkin from him. And many poskim hold that that's even to grab it not in his house, to grab it from his body, from his pocket, from something on him. You're not allowed to grab from him a mashkin by a halva. Now that's the Issa Torah. That is, sir, the shach is maidav. By a loan, you can't go and grab a mashkin from him. However, zok the shach, anything that's not a loan, this gezeres hakasav is only when you lent him money. If he stole money from you, then you're allowed to go and grab a mashkin from him. The shach says vakeret, this is a raya. The other way, because you see, the isser is to go grab a mashkin when? By a loan. If it wouldn't be a loan, then it would be mutter. The shach says that I'm moida by a halva, that it's usser, that it's usser, that says to go to him and grab from it. But in a case where it's not a halva, you're even allowed to walk into his house and grab something from him because of this isser doesn't apply. Now, what?
Does it have to be that, like, every time the terrace halva? Even after I got a loan?
That's right. As long as it started with a loan.
It's not like
what we're saying. The case of the tape recorder on the table, the shach says I'm allowed to take. The case of the.
Depends why he
owes you $1,000. Even if he owes you money as a halva, I can take the tape recorder off the table. I can't go to him and take it from him. If he left it somewhere, I could take it.
Put
I agree I owe you money, and I just stick out my tongue, I say I'm not paying. So can I prove in Bezdin that he admitted it to me? If I can prove in Bezdin, then Marshall says that's what depends. If I can prove in Bezdin, then it's okay. Marshall says you can't prove in Bezdin, you can't take. The Marshall says after you have to prove it in Bezdin. It's like I said, the Marshall, it's very hard for me to understand in Svara. The Marshal. We're going to see in a minute. Marshal's not a Das Yachid. The Balamar holds the same way. It's not so good. But, I mean, why is it a Raya? It could be that really it's always Osir. I would think Avah is better. Why would I think Avah is better? So why if I gave him and if he was mazik me I can't grab? Why would I think to mechalek? If you had a good basis to be mechalek, then you would not have an answer. That would be right. The question is why is there a basis to be mechalek? Yeah.
The mechal is that you need in this world kind of tzak bezdin to get something, to get a litigation, to get a tzak. You need a tzak bezdin. It doesn't work. Even though yes, Avishmai, someone owes you something, that's not.
Which avera is that?
What?
Which avera is it?
Which avera is what?
The issue you're describing. You said if I don't get a pesach for bezin in this world, you can't go take. Why not? Where does the Torah forbid it? In which avera? Please think so.
You have to make
bezin. I'm not sure. Bezin. So if I can't grab from him, I'll be able to go to bezin. But if
no,
I can do.
Bezin is the reason why litigation is having a pesach when it's
the world needs, but they need him to decide because we don't know who's telling the truth and who's not.
And
but if I know I'm telling the truth,
no,
why do I
get bezin? You need what they did. That's what makes the pesach. That's what you right to take it. In this world, what
is
right to take someone and someone else?
It's a psak bezin.
So like,
it's a big chiddush.
So the Torah says when there's a dispute between two people, they should go to bezin and they'll take care of it. It doesn't say you take care of it yourself because you have to go to bezin and they'll resolve it.
Well, normally I can't take care of it myself. There are people who owe me money and they're not paying me and I can't take care of it.
A person can take care of himself. The Torah says no, go to bezin.
How do you know the Torah is talking to someone who can take care of himself? How can you prove that?
I don't
know. The Torah says, Shaita v'shaitim t'yelecha v'chol sharech. People have a disagreement.
You see everything on Hashem. Yeah. Right? They down the time, they didn't all these things.
Okay, because very often we can't decide who's right, so we go to bed. When it's open and shut case, you can't prove from that.
The Torah doesn't say it. It's open and shut. That's what it is.
Is it entire? Is it entire?
Unless they agree amongst themselves, let's do it. They don't. You can't go.
Think so? If I go right now and I pull your glasses off and you want to grab it back, you're not grabbing it back now, you have to go to bed.
No, he says you could.
Why?
Later
you can't prove me and you alone in the room. Me and you alone in the room and I just grab your glasses off your face, you can't take it back from me.
Fair enough.
Fair enough, you have to go to bed. Counterintuitive. It doesn't seem to be correct. You think so? If I walk over to you right now, I think somebody can get it back. Maybe right. What does that mean, Lay Avidinish? Whichever era is Avidinish, you don't know. Whichever era. Somehow it's a little too, not too much. If you accidentally left your umbrella in my car, and now you're walking down the street, and my car's parked there, you want to take the umbrella out. You have to go to bed.
Is there a dispute over here?
I don't know.
There's no dispute, I can take it.
But you're doing it by yourself. You're doing it then by yourself.
But
take an umbrella out of my car.
You want to give it back to me.
Okay. Anyway, I you have to point to an avera, and you're saying it's part of Shaita v'Shaita. Titin l'cham, maybe. Maybe that's what Marshall means. There's a ketzais here. The ketzais also is like the shach. It seems like the aloch is like the shach. Except for two nekudas, I want to mention one. There's a case of pekadim. I know you owe me money. And you gave me a pekadim to watch. You owe me money from many years ago. And now you're going away for a week, so you asked me to watch something for you. So the item you gave me is now in my hands, beheter. I got it from you, beheter. You gave me a pekadim to watch. I'm holding it beheter. Just to make it easy, let's say you give me $500 to hold, and you come back, I'll return it to you. And I know you owe me $500 from a few years ago. So now you come back, and you say, give me the money. I say, no, you owe me $500, I'm not returning it. And you say, yeah, it's not true. I don't owe you the $500, you want the pecan back. Am I allowed to hold on to that pecan? Now this case, if anything, Ari, even you'd be my dad, can hold it. It's a little better. Now, Marshall says I can't hold it either. Marshall says the pekadin, wherever it is, it's in the rishus of the person who gave it to me. I can't grab it. The shach says I could grab it. Same achlokes by a pekadin. It's a very interesting ketzais because it's not his style, but he brings a zayar. As far as I know, it's the only place in Ketzais he brings a Zayar, maybe he brings somewhere else. He says, even though it's mutter, he says, Bal Nefesh Yachmel Atznai, because it says in the Zayar, in Parshas Balak, I believe, Parshas Bamidbar, he says a very interesting thing, the Zayar. He says, if someone gives you a pekadim, be honest and give it back. Because every night, you give your neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pekadim, and he gives it back to you the next day, even though you owe him something. Possibly you owe him something. He has tviyas. Hashem gives it back every morning. So therefore, a person, if you get a pekadim, you should keep your word and give it back. Does not sound like a halacha diketaina. But the lashon of the Zayar Yisariv Bey Vadai Nivdai Kabasre Delav Mizara Kadishahu Velav Mbnehem Nusa. If you're not going to give it back, Vadai, lashon of Zayar is always so strong. Vadai and Shemayim, they're going to be Baidik you. If you're Zara Kadisha, if you're Bnehem Nusa. So he says that he can't say that this is a din, but Bal Nefesh Yachit Nizah. Someone gives you a pekadim, you should be honest and return the pekadim. So, it's a funny thing. So someone gave me a pekadim, I should give it back to him. But then I can go to his house and grab it. Once he gets it back at his house, I can grab it. That's what this is telling you. You keep your word. You give him pekadim back. You give it to him back. Once he walks out the door, you run after him, you grab it away from him. Right? That's what you take here in the Ketzais. Okay, akoponim, this is all called the Bederach Hakdama. It's more than Hakdama. It's a very sadistic machlokes. In our sugya, the Baal Hamor says like the Marshal. The Baal Hamor says when you have in the beginning of the Gemara Vaday Milvi Yeshana. We I didn't start talking about Sveikas yet. When you have a Vaday Milvi Yeshana, Abaya said that two people come into Bezin. One says, Ani mitzisiyah v'kula shali. One says, Ani mitzisiyah v'kula shali. We suspect, we don't really suspect it, but it's a possibility, Abaya said, that one of these two people who's saying, Ani mitzisiyah v'kula shali, really it is an old milva. And he owes him money from the previous time. And that's why he grabbed onto this talus in the street. It bugs him. Somebody owes him money. He refused to pay. He saw he found a talus. That's why the person is grabbing it and running to bed and saying, I need it to see if a kulishim. That's Abaya's scenario in the Gemara. So the Baal Hamor, one minute. If there's a Milva Yeshana, And that's why he grabbed it. If you hold like the Shach, so why doesn't the person just say it? Let him come to Bezdin and say, really, he found it. But I grabbed it and pretended that I found it because he owes me money from Mimul the Yashana, and now I'm creating a Migul and I'll be able to keep to buy half. Why does he say it?
Shnayim
Lovizin. Shnayim
Lovizin.
So both holding it. So I'm coming into Bez and I really can say I need to see. Now, Bishlam, like the Mashal, that it doesn't help to go grab. So it makes sense. I'm not going to say I grabbed it because I did the wrong thing. So I'm pretending I need mitzvah. So the Gemara makes sense. But if you hold like the Shach, alright, the Balamor is before the Mashal and the Shach, right? It was a couple hundred years earlier. Balamor is saying from this Gemara we see that you're not allowed to grab because why didn't the person say so? Why did he say so in Bezdin? If it's legitimate, there's no Eidim. The case in the Mishnah, there were no Eidim who saw. So if it's legitimate to grab a person's thing, why is he coming to Bezdin and say, you know, it's his talus, he found it, but I grabbed it because he owes me money, and period, I want to win. The Gemara is saying that, but Bala Mar is saying it's a different question. He's saying, how can we assume there's a Milva Yashana? If there would be a Milva Yashana, he would say so. And wait, and if he's not saying so, what right do we have to assume that there's a Milva Yashana? Now the Gemara is saying something else. The Gemara is saying, if they're the emissaries, that you're not allowed to do it, so he's not saying it, so the Gemara asks, if that's what's going on back in his mind, let him keep it. But Marshal, the Baal Mor is asking before that. He's asking, why does the person say it in Bezdin? I don't know. See in a minute. You're half right. It's not what the Baal Mor is going on. Baal Mor is saying, why doesn't the person say it in Bezdin? Grabbing is a thing you're allowed to do. Why doesn't he say it? Must be, why is he not saying it? Because he can't say such a thing. You have no right to do it. Magamara, you see, Rabbi is saying in our Mishnah, when the guy says Anima Tzasiyah, that is a Milvi Yashana. So you see, when there's a Milvi Yashana, people in their right mind don't say Milvi Yashana. Why not? Must be they'll lose. This is the Balamara's Raya. From our Gemara, in effect, to the Marshal. The Balamara was 200 years before the Marshal. 250 years, 300 years before the Marshal. But he's saying basically that this is a raya to what we're calling Shita Samarshal. That's a good raya.
No,
why not?
If he was holding him by the palace, so then he can say that. He can prove that it's his. He can prove that the palace is his.
Okay, hold on a minute. Maybe you're right. 1 second. This is the Balamora's raya. Balamar is not hard to read. It's on, as I said, page Dalet in the Rif, just a plate. That's why I'm not reading it to you inside. But the Balamar says you're not allowed to grab, which is what we're talking about today. And if you do grab, we don't even give you a migul. By grabbing, you can't do that. You can't go grab and create a migul. If you tell Bezdin, I have a migul because I grab, Bezdin says you can't do that. We don't allow it. That's not the way Batei Dinim work. You can't go create your own migul. We throw you out. Now the Ramban wants to answer the Raya from our Gemara. So the Ramban answers two terutzim. The question, why did the person say so? So the Ramban says, first of all, Lav Kuli Alma Dina Gemira. Not everyone's such a big Talmud Chacham. I think everyone's such a big Talmud Chacham, they know that I could tell Bezdin there's an old Milva. Typically, a person's afraid. He's afraid, I'll tell Bezdin, and I'll know that they're going to say I'm wrong. So he says, first of all, maybe he's not saying it, because he doesn't know he has the title to say it. So maybe it's really, the ikur is like the shach, that you could say it. But he doesn't know.
Why is he grabbing it?
He's grabbing it because he wants it. He wants his money back.
So he thinks he's doing something wrong.
Even though he thinks he's doing something wrong, he still wants his money back. He's not a ganav, but he's somebody who's obviously no nasha, even if it's awesome. But he doesn't know. What? It should be chasher ashvusa, not chasher ashvusa. He's not chasher to take money that he's not entitled to. He's chasher to take the law into his own hands, whatever avera that is.
Well,
said
right, we said yesterday that he goes to see the doctor in person. What do you think? Yeah, he thinks he's
killing. know, if he thinks he's stealing, he thinks he's doing something naughty. He's doing something he shouldn't be doing. Lechat chilam. But the other, he knows that it's not. There's nothing wrong. Yeah, no, but they're asking if he's not saying it. It must be he thinks that it's a davar aser. If he thinks it's a davar aser, it should be a chasha. That could be. Could be he thought it's right. No, but that's what he said. You say maybe he thinks it's mutter to grab. But if I say so, I'm going to lose a bet. I'm allowed to grab and pretend. Well, what if they're on by second terrace? What? Alright, the Ramban is the second terrace. Second terrace, the Ramban says, is maybe he knows that he could tell it in Bezdin. But if he tells it in Bezdin, then Bezdin will tell the person, it's your talus, pay cash. Maybe this person who grabbed it wants the talus. He wants this talus. He likes the talus. He wants the talus. So if he's going to tell Bezdin the truth, Bezdin will give him money. He has no money. He wants the talus. And the Gemara said, he thinks it's nothing so terrible. I want the talus instead of the cash. Bezdin doesn't know that's what's happening. He's covering himself up because he doesn't want Bezdin to be able to snake it. That's what Bezdin's doing.
That's what we think of that. We think that he really wants the talus. So we know that. So we think that he probably wants a towel. So he's saying, you know what, give it to him. Then put the email in his basket.
Bezdin's not sure. He may be telling the truth. He may be lying. If he's telling the truth, the shvuah is a waste. If he's lying, the shvuah is a waste. Because we hold nachashim. So make him swear because of this possibility. There's something milvi yishana. There's milvi yishana, so we want him to be punished. So by making him swear, we'll get him to be punished. That's what Bezdin's saying. Bezdin's saying, I'll swear. And that way, if it's a Mulvi Yishana, I'll be sure it's not a Mulvi Yishana. If he'll swear, then I'll assume he's telling the truth, and I'll give it to him. Right? The Shmuel is going to win.
Maybe it's only, maybe we only say that the
In the Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Dalid, Perek Tezvav, he answers the Baal Amar along the lines of what Rafal started to say, and I'm not sure if that's what you mean. The Shmaitza answers the Baal Amar's teretz differently, but the Ramban already gave two good teretzim. And simpler to Rutzim. So I didn't go into the Shmaitzer's Teretz, which is a little complicated. You know, the Shmaitzer does give a more technical Teretz, and could be. But for us, that's enough to Ramban to Rutzim. Okay, so what do we come away with today? We come away, well, not with the whole story. Somebody mentioned Rashi, I didn't even get to Rashi yet. Rashi, Klor, holds like the Shach. Because if you look in Rashi, the last two lines of Rashi, Abaya Omar. Right, Abaya said he grabbed it. The last two lines, Rashi says, V'talizu shaloi. This is his talis. What do you mean it's his talis? It's his talis. It's an old milva. V'talizu shaloi. He has a right to this talis. It's his. Why? Da'afilu glima da'akas mishubidlai. When you borrow money, even the shirt off your back is mishubid. Rashi's words... Klar, like the Shach, not like the Baal Amar. That Rashi holds, you can grab, talizu shaloi, you take what's yours, you have a right to it. So we have a Shitas Baal Amar. Rashi is the opposite, Ritva says like Rashi too. And still one more prat that we have to clarify, so we're still going to spend a little time on this tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday is a shorter day anyway. So we'll probably finish up this evening tomorrow. Those of you, I mean, make sure you understand what we spoke about today. Also, Tosfos Safek Milva has to do with this. Tosfos Safek Milva Yishana we're going to deal with tomorrow. Once you did that, start the Sugya of Tatvikayim, which we'll start from.